37.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. We're starting out the first close to half hour here with one heck of a remote. I'm chatting with Grant Williams. Grant is at the airport in Singapore. The reason I cornered this guy is he, in his latest edition of Things That Make You Go, which is a great newsletter that he puts out, he talked about a number of things that I felt would be very, very appropriate for this show. Number one, he talked about the employment situation in the United States. Number two, he talked about what's going on in Europe, specifically Greece, Spain, Italy, and France. And he wrapped it up by giving some really, really great insights, as far as I'm concerned, into the situation in Cyprus. We're going to start out in the United States right now, though, however, because there are some, you know, to call them misconceptions is absolutely malarkey. There are some simple lies being put out by the government regarding the unemployment situation. Now, let me say this. They're not really lies, but they're really half-truths in every sense of the word, okay? Grant, you started out at the beginning of your newsletter, and you were talking about the Grant Williams theory of disconnectivity, okay? Basically, what it is you're saying that official statistics plus political spin equals the non-reality. What the government would like us to believe is the reality of the situation really isn't even close to being reality. And the most important thing here has to do with unemployment. The unemployment numbers in the United States recently went down to in the mid 7%. Yes, if you use the numbers that they are utilizing to come up with that calculation, that's absolutely correct. But you know what? Those numbers don't even come close to telling the whole story. Can you elaborate?
Sure, Al. Yeah, I mean, it's there are plenty of statistics, and people just choose to either repeat the ones that fit their case best, or do a little digging. And I think, you know, guys like you and me and a bunch of other people prefer to do the digging. But look, if you're a government and you do have a problem with unemployment, you are going to pick the statistic that gives you the best possible look, and that's what they're doing. What's happening? The unemployment rate is falling in the U.S., but it's falling because people are actually dropping out of the workforce because they can't find work and they're no longer looking. So the labor force participation rate is collapsing.
And if I can just interrupt you for a second, and that's what so many people don't realize. They don't realize the concept of the labor force participation rate. Everyone assumes that when these great unemployment numbers come out, for example, 7.7% unemployment right now, everybody assumes that that is the official unemployment rate for everybody in the United States, and that's not even close. That is the rate for the participation, employment participation. And that is such a far cry from the full truth, Grant.
Yeah, look, the official unemployment rate is something called the U3 rate.
Right.
And there are six different categories. The U6 is the total unemployment rate, and that's running at about 14.7%, I think, last I saw it. So it's about double what the headline unemployment rate is. And if you go back, I think I put something in this week's letter, just going back over the last decade, and it's a fairly consistent gap. It's habitually about double what the headline unemployment rate is. And look, I mean, realistically, if you're in the situation that the U.S. government's in, of course you're going to come up with the lowest unemployment number you possibly can. I mean, the onus is really on people who understand what's going on. It's not just unemployment, it's CPI numbers, it's, you know, there are all kinds of terrible statistics. The number of Americans on food stamps is another statistic that regularly gets bandied about, but people don't seem to be paying attention, and that's a big problem, because, you know, when they do pay attention, it's generally when things have gone too far, like we're seeing in the Eastern Mediterranean now, in Cyprus.
Well, you know what I think is really interesting is when you talk about the labor force participation rate in February, okay, February of 2013, your numbers show that the number was actually 63.5, okay? This is matching an August reading that was the lowest since 1981. You know, I've got some liberal friends who accuse me of spreading fear. And they're saying, you know, we really disapprove of what you're doing. You're trying to tell people to get into gold and silver because things aren't really very good. You're really being counterproductive, Corlin, in the sense that you're telling people all the bad stuff and you're not telling them about all of the good stuff. Grant, what the hell is the good stuff right now?
Well, I don't define that. I mean, to be honest with you, it's very tough. It's very tough to find genuinely good news that hasn't been spun. You know, what I tend to find when I go through this stuff is that the bad news is all based on numbers that have been produced, whether it's GDP numbers, unemployment numbers, whether it's retail sales, consumer confidence, car sales numbers in Europe. You know, all these hard and fast numbers that you just cannot argue with are appalling. And the good news is all projections about how good things are going to get. We had a ridiculous situation where Mervyn King, the Bank of England governor last week, said there was some real strength in the recovery that's coming. Now, you know, it's a farcical statement, but as I say, the good news is generally forward-looking, and the bad news is right here, right now, and it's hard numbers, and it's hard to dispute. So it depends. If you're an optimist, then, you know, you've got to look for something to be optimistic about. It's not an easy thing to find.
You know, optimism and pessimism and realism are very definitely three very definite things. But I think that anyone who wears rose-colored glasses and is an optimist just for the sake of having a, quote, PMA, positive mental attitude, is really, really fooling themselves. And I think they're putting themselves and their family and their families into some real jeopardy. You've got to be concerned about what the heck is going on right now. And I got to tell you, we have an administration that is saying things are really okay. Things are okay. We're pulling out of it. Damn it, we are not pulling out of it. The fundamental economic situation in the United States right now, Grant, stinks.
No, I agree. I couldn't agree more with you, Al. It's not good, but it's, you know, you guys aren't alone. You just happen to be, you know, the biggest and most, probably the most important economy in the world. And so, you know, as you go, so do everybody else. So, It's really difficult. It really is right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is interesting. We are the only country in the world, since the U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency, we are the only country in the world that can continue our standard of living, basically, by enlarging the house of cards by simply printing more money. If we had to spend money that we actually had, let me tell you, babe, we wouldn't be in very good shape right now. And then all of the optimists out there would say, you know what, Corlin, we wish we had listened to you. In this particular segment, we've got a minute left, Grant. I'm going to give you the final word, then we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and talk about Europe.
Well, our official statistics are there for two reasons. One, to give people a sense of what's going on, and two, to be spun in the best way possible. The politicians can spin them, and they're always going to do that. I mean, you know, the problems we have now are largely because politicians don't want to face the hard truths and make the hard decisions and give people bad news. So, you know, that doesn't just happen in times of crisis. That happens every day, every month when statistics get released.
Well, you know, as you brought out in your newsletter, the bad thing about being a politician is the fact that you got to get reelected. And as so many politicians around the world are saying right now, you know, we really need to fix this situation. But you know what? If we fix the situation, odds are very good that we're going to lose our jobs. Why are we going to lose our jobs? Because there is going to be a period of reckoning. There is going to be a period when things are going to be tough to get us out of this particular mess. Ladies and gentlemen, please stick around. We're going to be right back with Grant Williams.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at $16,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,50.87, $8,25.44 for a half ounce, or $4,12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,50.87, $8,25.44, and $4,12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with my buddy Grant Williams over in Singapore. By the way, just to give you a little bit of the background on Grant, in addition to being, I think, one of the best letter writers out there, one of the best, let's not call him a letter writer, let's call him a financial commentator. Grant, you're involved as a fund manager also. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, would you?
On something called the Volpes Testudo Fund out here in Asia, which is it's an unconstrained global fund that invests in all kinds of things, from equities and bonds and loans and debt and all kinds of things, and we're in the process of stripping out a portion of that to open a specific fund that's going to focus solely on the precious metals and precious metals and mining stocks, because I think the value there is just extraordinary right now. So we're looking to get more involved in that space.
Well, we're going to be chatting with Grant Moore about that later. That is something that I've been involved in for over 30 years. 50% of Kathy's in my portfolio, as listeners are aware, are involved in hard assets, whether it's gold and silver or whether it's in the mining stocks themselves. So got a lot of interest in what Grant is going to be doing. You know, I want to stress one thing before we get into these next couple of segments, and that is I'm not trying to be a doomsayer. I'm not at all trying to be a gloom and doom guy. You know, all I'm trying to do is paint what I truly believe is a real picture. Too many people don't understand that what they are reading about, all this, you know, candy and lollipops that they're reading about in the newspapers, isn't really factual. Is the government in the United States flagrantly lying to us? Absolutely not. Is the government in the United States flagrantly not giving us the true picture? Absolutely yes. You know, and the same thing is going on with the media when you look at conditions around the world. Grant, in your newsletter, you went into the situation in Europe, specifically talking about Greece, Spain, Italy, and France, okay? It isn't exactly lollipops and roses over there, as many people are thinking, well, you know, the situation, we haven't heard much about the situation in Europe. It must be going okay. Well, damn it, it's not going okay, is it?
No, it's not. And you know, this is an important point. You know, people might get down on you for you know, calling out the U.S. government on what they do around statistical reporting, but it's no different to what the guys in the EU do, or the UK, or Japan. I mean, it's not specifically something that is exclusive to the U.S. It happens everywhere, and Europe is a prime example right now. You know, we've had I gave a presentation this week in Hong Kong on Mines and Money, and I had a slide that was scrolling the headlines from various heads of state and figureheads in Europe over the last 3 years, going back to March 2009 when the Irish finance minister said that, you know, Ireland had turned the corner. And there I put up probably 20, 30 quotes over a three-year period that all said the same thing. The crisis is over, we're turning the corner, the worst is behind us, et cetera, et cetera. And look, it's in their interest to do that. I mean, they don't want populations who are agitated and populations who are nervous. So they try and soothe and they try and calm. And that's understandable. But the reality of the situation is terrible. You know, in Spain, you've got 27% unemployment. It's the same in Greece. That's headline unemployment. If you go to the under 25s, it's, you know, almost 60%.
Well, and that, if I can interrupt you just for Grant, if I can just interrupt you just for a second here, that's what's really terrifying, because in terms of Greece, those 60% of the population, they represent the future of the country. And I got to tell you, you just wait until they get angrier than they are right now, my friend. Then you're going to see significant rioting in the streets.
No, no, you're absolutely right, Alan. And obviously we're coming into you know, another hot Mediterranean summer when people have got nothing better to do, and it's hot and they get annoyed and they're looking for a place to vent. And, you know, I suspect we're going to see a lot more of this summer, and it's going to spread from Greece. I think the situation in Italy now with what's happened with the election there is very, very telling. You know, what's happening is that the populations are voting just against the incumbents. They don't really care. They know something's wrong. They don't like the way things are. They want someone to come in and fix it. And that's how, you know, the communists and the far right extremists get voted into power, just because they're different. And we've seen that in Italy. We've seen it in Greece with the rise of, you know, the Golden Dawn Party and Syriza, who are, you know, on the, you know, fringes of the political spectrum. We're seeing it in Italy now. And it's a very, very worrying precedent.
Well, we're seeing it in Italy, we're seeing it in Greece, but, you know, let's talk about the wonderful situation in the second, not the second, the third, if I'm not, well, the second largest, yeah, in terms of the European community, because we don't consider the UK in that, but in terms of the second, theoretically, the second largest economy in the European community, France. Things ain't looking too good over there.
They're not, Al. I mean, look, France has traditionally been part of the core of Europe. You know, Germany and France, that Franco-German alliance was the very, very heart of the European Union. And France is by far and away the second biggest economy in the European Union. But they've got real problems. They really have. You know, government spending in France is 56% of GDP, and there's no way to grow an economy. You know, housing starts are plummeting. Car sales are plummeting. Unemployment is soaring. I mean, France is a real mess. And yet, you know, over the last 3 years, French bonds have been taken to 400-year highs. The French are currently borrowing money cheaper than they have in 400 years.
Yeah.
And that's just this fundamental disconnect between the reality that we talk about and this perception that France is a safe nation. And when we see trouble in Greece and we see trouble in Spain and Italy, people flee to what they think are or what they've their experience has told them is safe assets, and that's Germany and France. But, you know, this time around, France is not a safe asset. France, to me, is probably the most dangerous sovereign credit out there right now because the bonds have been bought to such crazy high levels that if this reality ever does reassert itself, then they've got a long, long way to fall.
You know, Grant, I have to tell you what I find to be absolutely appalling here. We are getting example upon example upon example of socialism not working, period, not working. Yet in the United States, we have a president who really, really, in my opinion, just in this, you know, I got nothing against the guy personally, but I got to tell you, in my opinion, you know, he's a guy who really wants to see wealth redistribution. He's a guy who really wants to see everybody doing okay, whether they're working or not. And I have to tell you, we have so many examples around the world right now of how this particular type of situation is simply unworkable. I mean, you know, if you believe in communism, take a look at what happened in the Soviet Union. If you believe in socialism, take a look at what's going on in France. If you believe in socialism, take a look at what's going on in Greece, Spain, and Italy. It simply doesn't work. The only system that's going to work long-term, that has been proven to work long-term, is capitalism. Sure, capitalism has its faults. And if the rule of law falls out of a capitalistic environment, capitalism becomes a terrible thing. But true capitalism, where a rule of law absolutely exists, is the only way that everyone can be happy. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to keep this guy around for another 10 minutes or so.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Finishing up with Grant Williams here. By the way, if the audio is a little bit garbled on this one, I have to apologize specifically for you folks listening on the radio. And the reason I'm saying that is Grant is over in Singapore, and I'm obviously in the northwest corner of the United States. Grant is, in my opinion, one of the most intuitive financial analysts, for lack of better terms, out there. He is now, by the way, with John Malden in terms of Malden Economics. His newsletter, Things That Make You Go, is something, if you don't read it now, you have to read it. I'm telling you, just read it once. You'll never leave it again. It doesn't cost any money. All you have to do to get this newsletter is click on Grant's banner on our website, which is in our favorite sites section. Grant, you wanted to, you know, we ended up the last segment before the break talking about capitalism. I was talking about how the rule of law relates to capitalism. You had something you wanted to add to that.
Yeah, I did. And I think it's a really, really important point to add. And that, you know, what happened since 2008 is that capitalism hasn't been allowed to work. You know, that this destructive cycle, destructive part of the business cycle hasn't been allowed to run its course. And that's why we have a lot of the problems we're facing today. You know, we couldn't let institutions go bankrupt, and that's a very, very important part of capitalism. So, you know, the governments we have now are being forced. You know, we've got this. You know, people start using socialism in a pejorative sense towards Obama, but he's in the position where he needs to raise more money. Well, actually, that's not true. What he needs to do is cut spending. Well, they all need to cut spending, but they can't do that. So, you know, it's been proven over time that raising tax rates does not generate any more revenue. People find ways of either avoiding paying the taxes or leaving the country, frankly.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, spending is going to have to be cut somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it because you know, every successive government spends more, but somehow, some way, they're going to have to find a way of doing it.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm reading a book, and I'd like you to read this. Write down the name of this book. It's called America the Beautiful. It's by Dr. Ben Carlson. America the Beautiful, Dr. Ben Carlson. Grant, everything that you and I have been talking about for the last 2.5 years is brought out very, very succinctly in this great book. People have to read it. Okay, having said that, I agree, and you agree, that things ain't right in Mudville, for lack of better terms. We're going to have some serious days of reckoning ahead of us. I would maintain that we had the first, well, for lack of better terms, indication of how bad this could be by the event that is occurring right now in Cyprus. The banks still aren't open, my friend.
No, they're not out. And, you know, Frank, I was in Hong Kong this past week talking to some very, very smart guys. And, you know, the general feeling around the room was, you know, how can they ever open these banks again? Because what we've seen here is the first terrible, terrible miscalculation by the heads of Europe. Yeah. They've played this one very, very badly. They've made a huge mistake here. And people don't realize how... Yeah, so the markets have been reasonably sanguine about this whole this Cyprus thing, but people just don't understand the ramifications clearly, or they would be acting very, very differently. Now, you've got a country with 18 billion euros of GDP, and there are somewhere between 22 and 40 billion euros of deposits from non-Cypriot nationals, largely Russians, but there's an awful lot of money in Cyprus that is offshore money, and the day they open these banks, that money is going to go, because there is no reason, now they've played this card, why you as a foreigner would want to keep your money in a Cypriot bank. So if they open these banks without putting capital controls in place, serious capital controls in place, they are going to see a deposit flight the like of which will cripple their banking system. And so, you know, they're going to be forced to put some kind of capital controls in. Once they do that, you know, what happens to the rest of Europe? If you've got money in a Greek bank or a Spanish bank, and you're not queuing up right now to get your money out and put it either into a German bank or a UK bank, or God forbid, you do the smart thing and put it in gold, you're going to be very, very sorry you did, because these guys have overplayed their hand badly. And this is not over by a long, long way, this Cyprus thing. The day the banks finally do open again, you wait and see what the front pages look like. Al, it's going to be ugly.
Well, it's going to be interesting. That's going to happen next Tuesday, and I will be waiting anxiously, obviously.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, okay, maybe. When the banks do reopen, it will be interesting to see what happens here. I personally think that you're going to see, rather than have a huge international panic, which this would occur, because, I mean, this is unprecedented. I mean, you've got funds that are insured, you've got some other funds that aren't insured in these banks, you've got an awful lot of money in there from Russian interests, and I have to tell you, you take anywhere from six and a half to about a 9% clip in the money that you have in your bank account, just because of an arbitrary decision by the government. And I got to tell you, that is a very, very bad precedent, Grant.
It is. I mean, look, the extraordinary thing is, if you look at the numbers out, you know, they've every crisis that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years, the first response has been guaranteed deposits.
Right.
And that's what they've used to calm down the panics. So for you to come in and actually, as your first move, violate that guarantee is insane, frankly. And so, you know, I think what you're going to find happen, if you look at the numbers, there are 30 billion euros of deposits in accounts under 100,000. There's 38 billion in accounts over 100,000.
Right.
So what they could have done was they could have kept that 100,000 guarantee sacrosanct.
Right.
And they could have put a 15% haircut above 100,000, which wasn't guaranteed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got money above 100,000 in the bank, you are at risk, and you know that.
Yeah.
15% haircut on that money, they would have raised the same amount of money. They have made a serious, serious mistake with this thing.
Well, having said that, I don't think taking a 15% haircut on the uninsured funds, the Russians would not have stood for that. I mean, the more I read about the amount of money, the amount of capital that's come in from Russia, the more I realize that, you know, I have to agree with Simon Mihailovich, who we did an editorial with yesterday, who said, you know what, you don't want to mess with the Russians. And Cyprus did that, unfortunately.
No, you don't.
And that
sure.
was
no, you don't. But look, I think it's important to point out that you know, Cyprus is a conduit. It's a pass through for a lot of Russian money. It's a way to get money into and out of Russia in a very tax efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that all the money gets parked there. The money goes through Cyprus, and yes, there is a lot of Russian money parked in Cyprus, but you know, most of it is going through there because of various tax treaties. So you know, what money is in Cyprus, you can pretty much guarantee is coming out the morning the banks open. So and you know, you wouldn't want to be behind the Russians in the queue outside the bank door, because they're going to take a lot of money out. There may not be any left by the time you get to the front of the queue.
It's going to be an interesting situation. You know, we've got about, what do we have left here? We've got about a minute left here, you know, and I have to tell you, what we've talked about vis-a-vis the reality of the situation in the United States in terms of the unemployment numbers, the reality of the situation in the European countries, specifically right now Greece, Spain, Italy, and France, and the reality of the, I would have to say, major, I'm not even going to call it a hiccup, let's call it a belch that was introduced by the you know, the government in Cyprus and the banking system. I got to tell you, we ain't seen nothing yet. This book is far from over. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to be aware of the reality, and you need to protect yourselves. Grant, 30 seconds. You got the final word, my friend.
Alan, look, I think what you say is true, that there is a reality. It's not particularly good at the moment, and people don't like facing it when it's tough. But the simple truth is, you know, the financial world is in an awful lot of trouble, and people really do need to pay attention, because, you know, all the information's there. It's not pleasant to read, but you have to understand it, and you have to take steps to protect yourself, because, there is a storm coming that's going to make 2008 look like a summer squall.
Let's be really realistic. There's a storm coming, my friend, that's going to make 1929 look like a kindergarten. I'm going to be right back with Dave McElmady. We're going to talk about inflation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, Grant Williams is an interesting guy, and I got to tell you, I really, really endorse his newsletter, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. You know, he's now part of Malden Economics, which is owned by Casey Research. Grant travels all over the world. He gets firsthand information. He's really is somebody you really, really need to consider. Listen, another guy you really need to keep abreast of, for lack of better terms, is David McIlvaney. David is on the line with me right now. We get really good response from you guys whenever we put up his misses, which, if I'm not mistaken, come out twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays. We'll continue to post those, or I should say we'll start to repost those starting as soon as we get them here. I got a lot of time for David. His father was my hero back in the late 70s when I first got introduced into this industry, and even though David is a bit younger than I am, a lot younger probably than I am, he's certainly becoming one of my heroes. David, you sent me a missive earlier this week talking about the reality of inflation in the United States. You know, people are not anywhere close to being accurately appraised of what the economic situation is in the United States. We talked about that in the first hour with a misconception about what's going on in the employment numbers. I would have to say that this is the same situation with inflation. You're on, my friend.
Well, I think inflation is even more important than the unemployment numbers, only because it is an assumption that drives industrial production figures. It's a number that drives your gross domestic product figures. And if you begin to game your inflation figures, then it has knock-on effects in all these other areas. And this is, you know, again, just to illustrate, gross domestic product, you know, the total scale of our economy, is it growing? Is it shrinking? How fast is it growing? And one of the assumptions is, well, is the growth directly as a result of money printing and inflation? They use what they call the deflator in that statistics. Sure. If they understate inflation, they end up overstating GDP. So, you know, again, are we growing 2% or are we not growing? I mean, it really does matter at the end of the day in terms of our foreign creditors' perspective and the big picture. Where are we at? Where are we going? A lot of investors look at GDP statistics and say, well, these are still decent numbers. We'd say no. In fact, they've been corrupted in large part because of the inflation figures. So we had U.S. CPI. It rose 0.7% in February. It's the highest in 4 years. And, you know, you look at that, and the reality is it's understated. Even though the official numbers are on the rise, the unofficial numbers, you know, we're at least 2% higher. And that's, of course, you could look at the 1990s methodologies, you could look at the 1980s methodologies, and now you're near double digit if you're using the old methods of counting inflation. But just take today's standard print, and it is an inflation issue. I think that's why you're seeing hedge funds and specifically bond fund managers really clue into inflation in terms of their portfolio recommendations right now.
Well, I think the thing that's really funny about inflation, the inflation numbers, and something that you very accurately brought up, David, is number one, when you look at the numbers vis-a-vis the amount of currency in circulation a year ago versus the amount of currency in circulation today, that fact skews the numbers. There's no question about that, number one. But number two, the most important thing that I think people don't realize is that inflation is calculated very differently today from when it was probably 20 years ago. Energy and food are not included, and those are the two most important damn factors when you look at the cost of living for the average American. And to take those out of the equation, you know, I know this is an old story, it's an old argument, a lot of people don't even consider it anymore because it's so obvious, but I think it's absolutely criminal that those numbers aren't included in there, because the inflation numbers would be significantly higher if we talked about inflation and food.
Well, the idea of the CPI was originally designed, the Consumer Price Index was originally designed to make sure that retirees had a constant standard of living. And, you know, as it was applied to Social Security, of course, the cost of living adjustment, you were dealing with something that was supposed to track a basket, a constant basket of goods. I mean, in other words, if you're used to eating beef, then fine, let's price beef into that basket.
Right.
If you're used to eating chicken, fine, but don't treat chicken as a beef substitute just because it's protein. And yet that's the kind of thing that's happened. You look at substitution, you look at hedonics, and you don't have a measure which, again, goes back to that constant standard of living. They've played games, as you mentioned, they take out food and fuel, and now the argument in D.C. is chained versus unchained CPI, and they would actually like to make the case that they are grossly overstating inflation. Quite the opposite is true, but they're making the case that they're overstating inflation, they need to adjust it lower, and you know why? Well, it saves them tens of billions of dollars a year going to Social Security recipients. I mean,
yeah,
literally.
And given the fact that the money for Social Security isn't there for any kind of increase due to inflation isn't there, what the hell's their choice? Let me ask you one other question, David. If people were truly aware, okay, of the inflation numbers in the United States, and if they were truly aware of the real employment numbers in the United States, do you think it would be all everything coming up roses, or do you think people would be really damn concerned? And don't you think perhaps the administration would really be in for some very hard questions if the reality were known?
Well, concerned is the understatement, because, I mean, again, if you assume that inflation is 2-3% more than the official rate, then you have to look at GDP and say, well, we're negative. And you know, that puts us in the ranks of your peripheral European countries with negative growth rates. Okay. You know, again, what are your concerns? There's no concern as long as you can pretty up the pig. In this case, that's exactly what they're doing. Would they be concerned? Would investors be concerned? You bet. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, that we do have a 10% rate of inflation. Well, that's your hurdle to break even on any investment. In other words, you own a stock and it generates 10% growth for you. Well, listen, on a real rate basis, you're at break even at that point. Now, the problem is you've got to pay taxes on your 10% gains, which means not only are you not break even, you're negative.
Right.
Does it change investor sentiment when you're fighting inflation? This is exactly where we were in the 70s, where, you know, we started the bull market in 1982. Just before that, that period of 68 to 82, low levels of inflation early on, and then you began to see an accelerating inflation. And what happened? Zero rates in terms of your equity portfolio, nothing to show in terms of return, but now the bite of inflation is taking you into deep negative territory, and all of a sudden you've got dark sentiment which just simply goes black as night. And you have, you know, those classic quotes of the death of equities as you head into 81 and 82. Actually, you're setting yourself up for the next great bull market. A lot of factors were involved in that, of course. But inflation was ultimately demoralizing. It was ultimately demoralizing. And that is what you'll see, I think, over the next 3 to 5 years as your average investor becomes appraised of what, at the gut level, they already know. They know that inflation is a real issue, but they still have confidence in the statistics that are being put in front of them. At some point, there will be a reason for them to distrust those statistics, and then I think there's a reappraisal of risk across the board. And I mentioned the bond fund managers who are particularly sensitive to inflation right now. When Jeffrey Gundlach and Bill Gross fixed income managers are recommending gold and silver as their primary investments. You know, what just happened here? Bill Gross, his top recommendation for 2013 is gold. Gundlach says, I like gold, but I think silver will outperform. Again, you have a lot to lose in terms of reputation being a fixed income manager recommending real assets. But you do so on the basis of inflation that you know is already in the pipeline. It's just a question of when it comes out the other side. And I don't think anyone wants to take actions to protect themselves in the context of the general public saying, yes, it's a real issue. Now what do we do? The smart money's already making that move now.
David, I have to tell you, what really, really concerns me is I think the fact that the unmitigated truth isn't brought out to the American people right now, I think is a huge, huge, hugely irresponsible action on the part of our government, because we have a time right now. I mean, it's like Greece. People in Greece, you know, they didn't want austerity because they wanted to keep getting their freebies. And look where Greece is today. We're not that far from that situation right now. Inflation is only one factor, in my opinion. I mean, I'm really glad you brought it out because it's a very important factor. But if you look at the economy in total, I got to tell you, man, boy, it's just not a good situation. And the American public better, they really should be made to realize what we have to do to get out of this mess.
Well, what we're really seeing is a slow deterioration of trust. We had WorldCom, we had Enron, we had Arthur Andersen. You know, to put some names and faces to that, we had Kozlowski, we had Madoff. And I think we're just around the corner from having the duo of Bernanke and Jack Lew join that sort of, I can't believe they did it to us. I can't believe the charlatans pulled the wool over our eyes, just like Kozlowski and Madoff. But what you have, again, it starts with the small corporation ultimately goes to an extreme level where there is no trust capital left in the equation.
Yeah, that's when things are going to get really, really rough. David, I appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, check out David's website. We're going to repost his stuff starting probably tomorrow when we get it again. He's a good guy. I'm going to be back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report with Jeff Deist, and we're going to chat politics for an hour or so.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.